Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Nagaland government will hold a meeting with the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, CORRP, today. The meeting is scheduled for 11 a.m. at the Chief Secretary's Conference Hall Civil Secretariat. The CORRP, representing five Naga tribes, Ao, Sema, Lotha, Angami and Rengma, have been demanding for a comprehensive review of the state's job reservation policy. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya Cantonment weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
Station के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है, नई पटरियां बन रही हैं, नई तरह की ट्रेन्स आ रही हैं, ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं और बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन चालू हुई है। मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर।
Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will be on a five-day state visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Madam Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions. President Marcos will also be meeting President Draupadi Murmu. The forthcoming state visit of President Marcos coincides with the 75th anniversary of India-Philippines diplomatic relations. The Directorate of Technical Education, DTE Nagaland, has announced that the spot and final round counselling for CSAB NEUT 2025 will be held on 8th of this month at 1 p.m. The session will take place in the conference hall of the Directorate of Technical Education, located below the Nagaland Civil Secretariat in Kohima. Here is a report.
This special counselling round is open to all interested candidates who have appeared in JEE Main 2025 and hold a valid score. Candidates are advised to submit their application forms to the DTE office by 12 p.m. on the same day before the counselling begins. Candidates selected during the spot round counselling will be required to pay a seat acceptance fee of 5,000 rupees in cash in accordance with CSAB NEUT guidelines. The application form will be made available at the Directorate's office till today. For more information, candidates may contact the DTE office or visit the official website of the Directorate of Technical Education, Nagaland. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Hatkarga Mela State Handloom Expo themed My Handloom, My Pride was inaugurated in Dimapur yesterday. Sponsored by the Ministry of Textiles, Government of India, the event is organized by the Nagaland Apex Weavers and Artisans Cooperative Federation, WEFET Limited. Joint Director of Skill Development H. Alongse formally opened the expo, highlighting the importance of handloom in employment generation and cultural preservation. Assistant Director, Ministry of Textiles, Biswajit Das, and WEFET Managing Director Guaruno King were also present. They encouraged local weavers to share their craft stories and tap into the growing demand for sustainable handmade goods. 16 stalls showcasing diverse range of traditional handlooms and handicraft items are on display, and the expo remains open to the public until August 16th. In Manipur, drive against the single-use plastic SUP product has been intensified, and around 4,464 kilograms of plastic carry bags from various markets in Imphal have been seized since 19th April this year. The drive has been conducted by the officials of Imphal Municipal Corporation, Manipur Pollution Control Board and Department of Environment, Manipur Police and Climate Change Manipur. The seized plastic products are being transported to the recycling facility in Ribhoy of Meghalaya. Indian athlete and former Asian champion Abdullah Abubakar won the men's triple jump title at the Kwasanov Memorial 2025 athletics meet in Almaty, Kazakhstan last night, edging past his closest competitors by just 1 centimeter. The 29-year-old Keralite secured victory with a best jump of 16.08 meters, narrowly ahead of the Republic of Korea's Yoo Gyu-min and Kim Jung-woo. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over northeast and east India during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall will continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till 9th of this month. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.